Today, France proposed that a new political steering committee oversee the no-fly zone over Libya going forward. The new body will bring together foreign ministers of participating countries, the U.S., Britain, France, and the Arab League, and use NATO's intervention capabilities, but it wouldn't be NATO-run, perhaps to get around the problem that not all NATO members are in favor of the no-fly zone. The statement comes as the Financial Times reports today that France is upsetting the apple cart a little, that France jumped the gun on launching the military intervention last weekend, attacking Libya without informing allies. Christopher Dickey is Mideast regional editor for Newsweek magazine. Christopher, it's getting kind of messy behind the scenes here, but what do you make of this announcement from French officials of this new political steering committee?
Well, it's actually getting kind of messy in front of the scenes right now with all this going on. I think basically the French feel that the West needs to take a very aggressive posture here. I think they think rightly that if they just try and go with a no-fly zone, if they take it too gently, as many people, many countries in NATO would like to take it, they're going to wind up with a stalemate. Gaddafi will stay in office, and they will have an extremely unsettled situation in North Africa for the foreseeable future, and that is the last thing that they want. So I think that they felt they had to take the initiative, and they have done this kind of thing before. It's what they did, in fact, in off the coast of Somalia a couple of years ago that really did a lot to sort of bring the pirates into line and get eventually get NATO and other organizations organized, if you will, to do something about pirates. Now they want to clearly take the initiative, and move against Gaddafi as forcefully as they possibly can. I'm sorry, there's some background noise.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. You're a working journalist. Well, the French officials say this is nonsense. This accusation that they jump-started the strikes. They say that that was the plan. They were to go first, and then the U.S. and Britain to follow. It sounds as if they're also saying there's really not a power struggle here. So that's our question, because you have President Obama saying the U.S. wants to step down. So.
The U.S. does want to step down, and the problem is that if you have the U.S. stepping down from a leadership role in NATO, NATO doesn't hold together very well. I mean, remember that the Germans were against this whole operation. They abstained in the U.N. Security Council. You've got the Turks now coming out and say, well, we don't really like this operation, and why didn't you invite us to the meeting in Paris anyway? And there's all this kind of sort of infighting that's out in public now in NATO and around NATO. What the French did, or what they say they did anyway, the other night was to go ahead and launch the strikes in line with what they had discussed with the British and with the Americans, but not in line with any lengthy discussion with NATO, because, frankly, they didn't want to get bogged down in all of that. They thought if they didn't move to save Benghazi right then, that it wasn't going to happen. It wasn't going to be possible. And they probably are right about that.
Well, but then you have an Italian politician who suggested that what France really wants is to secure oil contracts with the future Libyan government.
Of course the Italians say that, because the Italians have most of those contracts sewed up themselves. I mean, the Italians really are fairly shameless in their relations with the Libyans and with Gaddafi himself. I mean, Berlusconi, the prime minister of Italy, has had Gaddafi on 11 state visits to Italy, including one of the most recent ones in which hundreds of escorts were hired, women escorts were hired, to listen to Gaddafi preach about Islam. I mean, it's totally strange, but nothing was too strange for the Italians. And they're obviously in an embarrassed and difficult position right now. They have to side with NATO. They don't want to side with France. And so now they're trying to play that difference. Ultimately, I think the Italians would accept Gaddafi staying if they could, but the French are not going to do that.
Well, so meanwhile, where do we go from here, Chris Dickey? The U.S. military says it's now carrying out fewer than half the 70 or so flights over Libya every day. Of course, there was a jet that crashed today. The pilots are fine, but, obviously the U.S. military is there, but not, certainly not taking the lead with fewer than half of the flights. And now France has proposed this new political steering committee, and it's expected to meet in the coming days either in Brussels, London, or Paris. Do you think that is the way forward?
I think that the Americans, President Obama particularly, are not unhappy about that situation. They want the French and the British to take the lead on this. They mainly don't want the Americans to have to take the lead. I mean, they were very clear in the initial design for the intervention that most of the assets that were used by the United States were assets that only the United States has, cruise missiles, stealth bombers, that sort of thing. They don't want to get caught flying patrols over Libya every hour of every day for the foreseeable future until something cracks. And they particularly don't want to be implicated if those missions wind up being much more aggressive and going after more of Gaddafi's assets on the ground, which is pretty clearly what the French want to do. So they just don't want to, the U.S. just doesn't want to be implicated in a third war in the Muslim world. And I think that that's, you know, at this point, not unwise. And the French have a much bigger stake. President Sarkozy, has a big political stake in this. He gets to look like a world leader, especially if it works out. And he's been known to gamble on the world stage before and win and do well. But he has very little to lose since his standing in the polls in France is incredibly low, down in the 20% range.
Well, it sounds like the U.S. is saying, let him have it. Christopher Dickey, a Mideast regional editor for Newsweek magazine. Thanks, as always.
All right. Thank you.